Hello and welcome to another Monkey Gaming podcast, which today is going to feature the accessible audio game Codename Cygnus. And Codename Cygnus is made by the developer Reactive Studios. Basically, it's an interactive radio drama, and it's set as a spy story that you can play either using your voice, it's entirely voice activated, or if you prefer, you can actually play it using VoiceOver, which is the built-in screen reader that's used with Apple products such as iPads and iPhones. So Codename Cygnus, as I've just said, it's inspired by old-time radio dramas, old-time serial radio dramas. So if anybody is familiar with radio at all, if you look back in the 1940s, 1950s, they were basically Alfred Hitchcock sort of style radio, where radio dramas, they were very, very popular, and each week there'd be a new episode, so every episode would leave you on a cliffhanger, so that you'd have to, next week you'd have to listen again to find out what happened. So you play it episode by episode, and at key points in the story, you've got to make choices to take your spy forward, to take your hero on to the next stage of the mission or the storyline. It's best played with headphones to get the full audio experience, but I'm not going to have headphones in, obviously, because I want you to hear, when I'm demonstrating the drama, I want you to hear how the game actually works. So I'm going to play a wee bit of the prologue episode for you. I'm not going to play too much. It's just to give you an idea of what the game actually sounds like.
Is your earpiece working properly, Agent? I believe we lost you for a moment. Don't disturb your cover at the card table, but please acknowledge that you can hear me. Request two cards this turn. Say two cards.
Two cards.
You are good, friend, but not good enough for the likes of Vasi Markovich Krasnov.
Mr. Krasnov raises 50,000.
This is too much for me.
Armano Tomasi falls. Excusez-moi, it is your turn, Parker. Are you in or out?
I see no point in you folding with a full house aces high. You could call the bet with a focused move, or instead raise if you're feeling impulsive. Are you focused or impulsive?
Impulsive.
Jordan Parker sees 50,000 and raises another 50,000. Back to Monsieur Krasnov.
Governor!
Monsieur Krasnov folds.
Okay, so I'm not going to play any more of the prologue episode. I think that should give you enough of an idea of, excuse me, of what the game is about. So that's basically that's the prologue episode, and each of the episodes after that, you basically go through the same motions. You listen to the story, and at key points in the story, it's going to ask you to make decisions based on where you are in the storyline. I'll just give you an idea of what I liked about the game. Firstly, obviously, it is completely accessible to visually impaired people, as well as sighted people as well. I know a lot of sighted people who actually absolutely loved the game and couldn't wait to find out what happened in the future episodes of it. So what I liked as well was that you can actually choose which kind of spy you want to be. You're not just set up with making choices that from one spy. You choose who your hero is. So I took the kind of, as it said in the game, I took a very charismatic approach. So I took like an Ian Fleming's James Bond sort of route there, where, you know, he's quite flirty with the ladies, and he's very, very clever and very cocky, as it were. You'd realise that if I'd played further on, I would have took a very sort of James Bond and cocky approach to it. On the other hand, if I read or saw the film or the books Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy by John le Carré, so I could have taken more of a George Smiley, you know, very Cold Warish, undercover, plays it by the book spy style. So I really like the fact that there's two types of approach that you could take to it, and depending on your approach, different scenarios will be out throughout the story and the episodes. What I really liked about it was, I've playing that game and I didn't have to touch the iPad once. I didn't have to use voiceover gestures or anything on the screen if I didn't want to. I just used entirely my voice. It was entirely voice activated. So again, I really liked that idea of just sitting back, relaxing basically, and then just speaking to the iPad and using my own voice as the input mechanism. So the game is actually free to download. The prologue episode of it is free, as well as the first episode in Mission 1 is free as well, and that episode is called Art Show, after which you have to pay for the rest of the episodes. So it's £2.29 if you want to buy the entire mission, which comprises of, I think it's about 8 different episodes, so £2.29, it's not going to break the bank, I know. I mean, if you want to pay for individual episodes, it's the cheaper option. Now, what I will say is, I played the prologue, and then I went on to Mission 1, which is basically, you get taken out of the prologue episode, and you end up in a hostage situation, and you've got to go undercover. And so I'm not going to tell you too much more. I don't want to spoil that bit of it for you, so I'll let you find that out for yourselves. But after Art Show, which, as I say, is the first episode in Mission 1, I wasn't intrigued enough by the game to actually pay for the rest of it. I'm just talking from a gamer's point of view. I just didn't feel the need to pay for the rest of the episodes. But I did play the prologue episode, and I played Art Show, which is the first episode in the mission. And again, just entirely my choice. I just didn't want to go take it any further. If it was free, I would have, obviously, but again, it's entirely your choice. If you can't wait to find out what happens in the later episodes, by all means, go ahead and pay for the rest of them. Do, however, think it is a very, very interesting game. There's a lot of interesting concept, there's a lot of good action and storyline in there, and they're actually they can do a lot more, I think. It's got a massive potential for the future, this game. They're already working on a second mission. The second mission is called The Dutch Diamond. It will be under Mission 2 of the Codename Cygnus game. I'm very intrigued to find out where they're actually going to be taking the game in the future. I do think it's only going to get better. And as I say, a lot of potential for the future in that game. So I'm just quickly telling you how to download the game as well. The best way to download the Codename Cygnus app is from your iPad or your iPhone. If you go into the App Store and then in the search bar, just type in Cygnus, and Cygnus is capital C-Y-G-N-U-S. And so don't put Codename Cygnus, just go into the search bar of the App Store and put Cygnus in there, and that'll bring up Codename Cygnus, and the developer is by Reactive Studios. So that's going to about wrap it up for another edition of Monkey Gaming, and this Monkey Gaming production is supported by Fife Society for the Blind. The whole purpose of the Monkey Gaming project is to bring together a network of visually impaired people, blind and partially sighted people. We want to hear about your gaming experiences. Our email address is monkeygamingfsb@gmail.com. So monkeygamingfsb, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra, B for Bravo, @gmail.com. Tweet us, please do so as well, @monkeygamingfsb. So again, I'd just like to say thank you to those who's listened to our podcast today. I hope to see you again soon.